Pre-call planning in a nutshell. One of the most critical functions a recruiting professional must perform to be competitive in today's recruiting environment is effective pre-call planning. Tom Riley, the president and CEO of Sales Motivational Services in Chesterfield, Missouri, is a sales expert and has written a number of books on this subject. He boils pre-call planning down to three simple things, three questions you need to ask yourself before each sales interview. The first question is, what do you want to accomplish during this call or appointment? Your appointment must have a definitive purpose. Do you want to continue the investigative step to further qualify the lead and turn them into an applicant? Do you want to complete the meet step by building trust and rapport? Is your goal to execute the probe step, finding out about the problems or issues the applicant is experiencing? Are you expecting to present a solution with the apply step? Do you plan to use the convince step to offer overwhelming evidence that what you are offering is real? Or is your purpose to tie it up by securing the commitment and initiating the enlistment or commissioning paperwork? No matter what you are trying to accomplish during the interview, be sure to issue a statement of intention to let your lead or applicant know exactly what they can expect to happen during the meeting. The second question is, how will you handle any resistance to your recommendations or the commitment? The interesting follow-up question is, why do you think you'll get resistance? People have been conditioned over years not to accept the first offer from anyone in sales. How many of you accept the first price offer from the salesperson when you buy a car? Most people use the first offer as a starting point and work to negotiate a better deal. Therefore, be prepared for resistance regarding such issues as the length of the commitment, entry rank, career field, unit for assignment, potential of deployment, bonuses, start dates for training, length of training, etc. Granted, on some of these issues, you have very little or no control at all. However, your applicant may not know that, or they may not believe you don't have the authority to offer more. You will also get resistance because your applicants lack knowledge about how the Air Force Reserve does business, what military service is really like. Also, they may be skeptical of what recruiters say because they've heard all sorts of horror stories about military recruiters in the past. You are going to get resistance, so be prepared for it and don't take it personally. Understand that you must have a strategy to work around it. So, what does that mean? It means that you really have to know how to sell value. You have to know how to present the commitment. You have to have a strategy to deal with resistance to fall back on. Try to remember these three strategies. 1. Never prematurely quote the commitment to people who show interest in joining the Air Force Reserve. If you prematurely discuss commitment issues, such as the length of the enlistment contract, length of training schools, deployment possibilities, etc., you're going to get more resistance than ever. 2. Only present any commitments as you stack them between the benefits your applicant will receive. 3. Be willing to work out some alternative process to get where you want to go. If that means exploring different training dates for the applicant, another choice of career field, or a different unit of assignment, you should be prepared to change your recommendations. Always remember, what does the applicant want? Isn't it true that if you provide an applicant with the solution they want, you'll get what you want, an accession? The third key question relating to pre-call preparation is, what action do you want from the lead or applicant at the end of the call? The action from the lead or applicant at the end of the interview doesn't necessarily have to mean that they have bought the commitment and are prepared to join the Air Force Reserve today. It could be getting them to take a test and physical. It could be allowing them to meet with some people from the unit who can give them a taste of what the Air Force Reserve lifestyle opportunity is like. It could be just getting them to return and listen to your recommendations. Or it could be to bring their spouse or parents back so they can learn more about the Air Force Reserve to relieve their fears and concerns. Without a defined strategy, recruiters will go into a meeting without any clear idea about what the action is that they want to occur on the part of the lead or applicant at the end of the call. Let's review the three questions again. 1. What do you want to accomplish on this call? 2. How will you handle resistance? And 3. What action do you want from the lead or applicant at the end of the call? That's pre-call planning in a nutshell.